Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 5th of September. It's a Monday, and this is my audio boo. Yes, I didn't boo again yesterday. I'm finding it really hard to do boos at the moment because I've been, you know, my track record with earphones and breaking them. Well, the latest pair of earphones I bought are more sturdy, but they don't have a microphone on them. And I thought at the time that wouldn't be a problem because they were cheaper, and I didn't want to spend the money on the new ones with the mic on anymore, especially that I kept breaking. And I thought, well, I can just boo using either the computer or holding the phone up to my ear and using it as a phone. The only problem is it just doesn't feel as easy to do, and I know holding the phone up to my ear, which I'm doing now, incidentally, it works okay in terms of sound quality, but in terms of being able to see how much time you've got left and just the comfort factor, and I can't wander around and boo while cooking or doing something else, it's turned out to be a bit of a pain, really, and I know that's a factor in me booing less. So, yes, maybe I'll have to bite the bullet and or maybe just buy a cheap pair of earphones with a mic on just for audio booing, which seems a bit ridiculous, really, doesn't it? But I do like my other earphones because I can actually, yeah, it's got a good sound quality to them, good for listening to music. It's just not quite as practical. Been listening to everyone's boos anyway. I've already mentioned this on Simon's boo page, but that was absolutely fantastic song. I really enjoyed that. Excellent boo from you, Simon. And looking forward to the next 500 boos. I also want to do talk to Will Kay about that was your event you spoke about the guy coming into school and having sort of almost a hysterical outbreak in class. I totally agree with you. If I'd been a parent, I'd have been absolutely furious. No wonder it's sort of giving you pause, really. That sounded a really uncomfortable situation. And I kind of wondered if there's any sort of fallout from that afterwards, or as you say, everyone seems to have blanked it from their minds. Very, very bizarre. But yes, almost sort of felt like a religious revivalist with that sort of outpouring of emotion, and everyone getting so hysterical about it. It does sound really awful. I hope that the two girls in particular who were very affected are a lot better now. Who else did I want to speak to? I can't remember. Syzygy router problems. Yes, we've got router problems at the moment as well. Be very interested in the outcome. I think we're going to be saving up for an Airport Extreme just to try and solve the issue. But we've our broadband is fine, but Wi-Fi to each of the computers and the printer and everything else and the iPad and the iPhones, it's so unreliable, and we're constantly having to sort of switch devices on and off again to reconnect to the Wi-Fi, and it's all a bit of a mess. So yes, it's not ideal, and I think we'll be looking to replace our router at some point. I suppose I should boo something. I don't know what to talk about. I know what I can talk about. Kids are still home this morning, and it's being September and the weather not being so great. We have had some spiders move in. Now, I don't know about you, but I was kind of hoping that when I had two boys that maybe they would do the spider removals for me. I'm not very good with creepy crawlies. I never have been. But something I've noticed, and I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to start another boo in a minute, but something I've noticed, one of the decisions I made was when they were very small was I was going to show no fear, because I had read lots of studies that said kids pick up on your fear of things, and that's why they get these phobias. So my big plan was not to show any fear, no matter how squeamish I was about seeing spiders, wasps, any sort of creepy, crawly thing. And they were going to grow up to be brave kids that were going to be able to do all this removals for me. And it hasn't quite turned out like that, but I will start another boo and tell you all about it.